Dipiango, a customer Dipiango.
Dica titica, usa vinverera quarera 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 quarera.
Dicks, test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll, but you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours,
12:45,
and at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Motorists in Kapirimpongi bemoan deplorable state of roads. In Africa News, Rwanda shuts 10,000 churches in a sweeping regulatory crackdown. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Motorists in Kapirimpongi district have bemoaned the deplorable state of most township roads, which they say have become impassable following the onset of the rains. The motorists have charged that it has now become the order of the day for vehicles to get stuck in residential areas owing to the deplorable state of roads. Among the vehicles that are stuck include heavy-duty ones, as one of the concerned members of the public, Maluva Musonda, has challenged the local authority to treat the issue of roads as a matter of urgency. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Musonda is disturbed with the status quo of the township roads. He further described the bad state of the roads, such as the ones in East Park locality, as a disaster and has since appealed to the local authority to quickly intervene to ease the movements of motorists.
I'm a contractor, in fact. Yes, I'm the owner of this truck. So I brought this truck here. So these people need to make sure that the roads in our residential areas are well maintained so that we don't have such problems again. The roads are very bad and very much impassable. So the situation where we even get stuck in the residential area, it's embarrassing to the council. This wake of the council. They need to look into it and make sure that the roads in our setups are alright. Let's arrange it to make.
Kitwa's Chimwemu Ward Councillor Kelly Muwowo has emphasized the importance of inclusivity in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund CDF program, ensuring that persons with disabilities are part and parcel of the initiative. Mr. Muwowo explained that he is working to ensure that everyone in his ward, including persons with disabilities, has equal access to CDF opportunities with no segregation.
Yeah, there is no segregation as regards to CDF. Everyone is entitled to getting CDF. The right procedure is followed. Whether disabled or people living with disabilities, they are all entitled to get CDF. As long as they register clubs, cooperatives, then they can apply for such. Yeah, it's just an encouragement to them that we live and the government does not leave anyone. Like in our ward, for example, we've got one who is a SIWAC member and is a secretary and is doing very well, very, very well. So we are encouraging everyone. No one is be left out. No one is left out.
Meanwhile, Felix Kaumba, a beneficiary of the CDF program and owner of Mwaiseni Tailoring School, expressed appreciation to government for promoting inclusivity in the implementation of the CDF program, especially to people with disabilities like him. He stated that the fund has provided an opportunity for persons with disabilities to become economically independent and contribute meaningfully to national development. Mr. Kaumba implored other differently abled persons not to give up due to their conditions, but to engage themselves in productive activities once given an opportunity to benefit from CDF.
People living with disabilities.
Dr. Inga Koriagina, Director of International Development at the Russia Africa Club, has emphasized the need for Zambia to prioritize education and research to drive the country's development. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Dr. Koriagina highlighted the importance of empowering youth with knowledge and skills to enable them to drive their own development. Dr. Koriagina praised Russia's focus on nurturing researchers and independent thinkers, which has enabled the country to make significant strides in science and technology. She encouraged Zambia to follow a similar path, investing in research and development and partnering with global research institutions to boost capacity.
In the first time, so we put our kids into various training courses since they are just 3 years old. So we are really keen on education. And everything or most of the courses and classes are provided by the state. They are really keen. Because we consider children, our youth is our future. That's what I feel here in Zambia at this research center.
Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua is calling on farmers to seize the opportunity presented by the current good rains and plant as much as possible. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News in Lusaka, Mr. Nanjua, who is also Mumbwa Member of Parliament, encouraged farmers to utilize government-provided inputs to boost yields. He said the current rain pattern presents a great opportunity for farmers to reap a bountiful harvest.
The province and the Mumbwa parliamentary constituency is to appreciate the blessing of God that this year we have got the very favorable rain pattern, which has really affected our region positively. And I encourage our farmers to plant, to be committed, to utilize the government facilitations, those who are on FISI, those who are in those parts from community development. Let us plant, let us cultivate, and let us be committed to ensure that Zambia and our region is food secured. I wish them.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Kumbon Radio.